The United States is not the only nation to get a new president today. In the Philippines, a peaceful transition of power has taken place. Just hours ago, President Joseph Estrada resigned from office. Vice President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo has been sworn in as that nation's new president. Mr. Estrada began his tenure in office only 30 months ago with a landslide victory, but his popularity quickly evaporated amid charges of corruption. An impeachment trial has been underway this week. NPR's Eric Weiner is in Manila. Eric, thanks very much for being with us.
Glad to be here, Scott.
And tell us what's happening there today in Manila.
Well, it was a day of high drama here, very different, I imagine, from the kind of transition of power taking place back in Washington. Early this morning, tens of thousands of protesters marched on the presidential palace. They were demanding the ouster of President Estrada, as they have been doing for several months now. Mm-hmm. Estrada found himself holed up inside the palace, virtually a prisoner inside his own home. He was supposedly negotiating with his opponents inside. It turns out he was really only negotiating the terms of his surrender. The Supreme Court here stepped in. It ruled that Estrada was no longer fit to hold office. A few hours later, he left via a back door with his family and his belongings, departed via river barge. And a few hours later, Vice President Gloria Arroyo was sworn in as the 14th president of the Republic of the Philippines.
How much of his money was he permitted to take? Wasn't that at issue?
That is still unclear how much of his bank balance he can take with him.
And it perhaps not may not be his money, we should note, but money at any rate.
Money indeed. In fact, he was accused of taking basically $10 million in kickbacks from an illegal gambling operation. The allegations surfaced last October, and they sort of took on a life of their own. Soon stories were out in the press here about stories of mistresses, stories, I should say, that President Estrada did concede that point. Mm-hmm. Also stories of late-night drinking and mahjong sessions at the presidential palace. Needless to say, there were calls for his ouster. An impeachment trial was convened. That collapsed earlier this week. And then really the handwriting was on the wall when just yesterday, all of a sudden, President Estrada's friends, his cabinet members, began to desert him. The chief of the army left, and then it was only really a matter of hours before it was indeed the end for Joseph Estrada.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Eric, tell us what we know about Gloria Arroyo. We must note that she's young enough to have been educated at Harvard.
Yes, she's Harvard educated with a specialty in economics. She's mm-hmm. the daughter of a former president. And she is certainly less flamboyant than Joseph Estrada, who's a former film star. But, of course, a lot of Filipinos here believe that's exactly what their country needs, is a little less flamboyance and someone who's more focused on the issues. She has made the elimination, or at least the reduction of poverty here, one of her key issues. In fact, she's quoted as saying that by the year 2010, she wants to see the children of Filipino farmers in front of a computer instead of behind a water buffalo. Mm-hmm. So she certainly has her work cut out for her. The Philippines has been called the sick man of Asia. In fact, during this whole crisis, the currency here, the peso, has just plummeted, and the economy is not in very good condition.
Mm-hmm. Eric, of course, a lot of us remember the scenes in 1986 of Ferdinand Marcos departing the presidential palace with the array of people outside and the movement that was called People Power. Has this been taken as a kind of second installment of the People Power movement that began with Benny Aquino?
Very much so. In fact, people here are calling it People Power Part 2. And people leading this whole anti-Estrada movement have invoked the symbols of the uprising Part 1 in 1986 against Ferdinand Marcos. In fact, a lot of the demonstrations here have been held at the very shrine called the EDSA Shrine to those who were killed during that uprising. The Catholic Church in this Roman Catholic country also played a key role in seeing to the ouster of President Estrada. I should point out a few key differences, though. President Estrada may have been corrupt. He may have been a womanizer, as he concedes, but no one here thinks he was a dictator. He was elected by the people. So there are some differences here, but certainly the mood on the streets is very much reminiscent of 1986, People Power Part 1.
Thank you, Eric Weiner in Manila.